Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty, and it's Tuesday, November 17th. The Texans practiced this morning outside at the Methodist Training Center, and afterwards, numerous players answered questions from the media, including running back Steve Slayton, who talked a little bit about the problems he's been having with fumbling.
I think you gotta put it out of your mind, not to think about it too much, but it still has to be there just to know you gotta squeeze it.
How important is your role down the stretch here to help y'all realize your dream of getting to the playoffs?
I think it's very important. I think everybody's role is important. I think just any opportunity I get to touch the ball, just make positive plays.
Hey, Steve, have you sought out any advice from other running backs, looked at video, anything at all that other guys do that you might emulate or take notes on, that sort of thing?
I have a cut-up of Tiki Barber's tape, but pretty much I just talked to some of my old coaches just to get back to where I was before. I mean, it's just a problem that came up now, so I just wanted to go back and just get a sense of where I was before.
Why Barber? Why Tiki Barber?
I mean, Tiki had a real big problem. Just like myself, so I think he got his fix, so why can't I get my fix?
What did you see from the tape that he fixed? Can you see anything? Is it technique?
Coach always preaches high and tight, keep the ball high and tight, but I think his high and tight is different than anybody else's high and tight.
Do you have a sense about whether you'll be starting this week or not, or they've not said anything to you?
No, they haven't said anything to me. Whatever my role is, I'm just going to be happy to get on the field whenever I get a chance.
Hey, Steve, Johnson and Vince Young getting the lion's share of the attention, but what's their defense been doing over the last few weeks that you've seen? Is there anything different than the last time you saw them?
They've been rotating guys in and out. I mean, they've been staying a lot more fresher and getting a lot more pressure. And they've always been a tough defense going back to last year, just swarming to the ball and just being tough guys. So, they're definitely just stepping it to another level.
Does everything that went down over the last game and everything you've been through with the Titans or against the Titans in the last two games before that last season, knowing the history, does that make it even more fun, more exciting on Monday Night Football when you got a team that you slug it out with like that?
It definitely makes it fun. I mean, you know that they're going to come in, you know how they're going to come in, and you know how we're going to have to battle to beat them.
See, who suggested Tiki to you? You did it on your own, or did the coaching staff suggest it?
Actually, Chick gave me a cut up of him, and just knowing that people just said Tiki. I watched Tiki before, and through his problems, and he came through it. So that's the thing I'm working on and trying to get through it.
Have you ever had this issue before, school, college?
Not like this. I think this is another level. I mean, every running back fumble every once in a while, but I don't think as a consistent basis that I have right now.
Do you sense you have your handle? If you were, pardon the pun, have your handle on things, kind of know what you want to do now?
Yeah, I think my mindset is ready just to go out there and go out there and have fun and protect the ball also.
Also answering questions was left tackle Dwayne Brown. He's excited about the matchup with the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. First of all, how much fun is it just getting to play on a stage like Monday Night and being in this position while you guys are a winning ball club?
It's great, man. You know, last year, I had the opportunity to play out there, play out here against Jacksonville, and it's just a different energy level, than most Sunday games. You know, most of our games usually early in the day. Fans are into it, but you got out there on Monday Night. Everybody's rocking. The crowd's so loud. The atmosphere is just so lively, and it's a great place to be at.
You played them three times now. You were in the last game in week two. It was an amazing contest. It was a slugfest. Does it make Monday Night Football even better for you guys going against a team like the Titans?
Oh, definitely, because we know that they're going to come out here, ready to go. And, last time we played them was, like you said, a slugfest. Four quarters, just bring your A game, bring your hard hat. We got into a little altercation out there on the sidelines. That's just the kind of physicality you have going against these guys. And, no matter how the season goes for either one of the clubs, when you come together, it's time to go. And, it's a great stage for both of us. And, I think guys are really pumping themselves up for it.
Chris Johnson and Vince Young are getting most of the attention. And that's, you can understand why, but their defense is doing stuff well too. What are they doing to win? Are they doing anything differently than the last time you saw
them? They rotate their guys a lot more, and keeping them fresh. They have some pretty talented guys over there up front, and they're big effort guys, very physical, and other than that, it looks like they're pretty much doing the same thing. But like you said, their offense is really picking it up. You know, it's going to be a big game for us. You know, they're riding hot right now. You know, as are we. You know, we had a tough loss last week, you know, but we've been playing pretty good this season. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty big competition for both of us.
Defensive tackle Amobi Okoye is revved up for the challenge that awaits his Texans when the Tennessee Titans come to town on Monday Night Football. Tell us about this matchup coming up. You got the Titans. You're no stranger to them. Is it more fun when it's a physical opponent like this and you're going on Monday night?
Well, it's more fun when it's a rivalry game because it's the Tennessee Titans and it's the Houston Texans. So the whole history behind everything and, you know, especially with the kid that got over there, you know, everything. So it's a rivalry game. I'm looking forward to it. Monday Night Football. Looking forward to it.
Did you watch much Monday Night Football when you were younger?
You know, my history of football is not as good or as great as most of the kids in here, or dudes in here, I say kids, most guys in here, because obviously I came into the game at a later age,
sure,
later stage. But Tennessee was one of the teams I watched because I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, and Tennessee's like, Nashville's like an hour and a half away from me. So definitely caught them a lot, especially that 99 Super Bowl.
What do you think about this running back, Chris Johnson, what he's been able to do this year?
He's been phenomenal. If I'm correct, did he make the Pro Bowl last year?
You stumped me there, but I know he's leading the NFL in rushing yards.
Definitely, yeah. So he's the kid is fast, ridiculously fast, and it's our job to make sure, you know, we bring those yards down.
Does Vince Young make it easier for him to do those things that he's been doing, or it seems like he's been doing it with Collins and with Young?
Yeah, it's just that Vince Young is a whole different player, so they're a whole different team with him. And a whole different team with Collins. So, you know, I don't necessarily think either or makes each him better. I think the guy is just a heck of an athlete.
Are the guys you're going to be going against on the offensive line, have you seen much difference out of them over the last three games or so?
Not really. I've pretty much seen the same, you know, same group of guys, core. It's all finally just clicking in.
How have you liked this time off? And it's sort of it's a different week. You got Wednesday off, and then you'll come back with Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, it's weird, but, you know, when you're in such a routine on a weekly, week basis, you just get used to it. So I'm just looking forward to this off day tomorrow.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team, its players, coaches, and even their cheerleaders. There's so much more at HoustonTexans.com. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan. Football time in Houston.